What's going on? What's going on, folks? Your boy back here with you, back with another podcast, back with some different kind of energy, just back in a whole different lane, same message, same story. You know, I'm just giving it to y'all even more direct, even more real, and hopefully y'all can, you know, take this information in, process it real good, you know, make it do what it do. But listen, folks, today's podcast is just going to be generally about, you know, locking in, focused in what you're doing. You know, a lot of times we talk a good talk and we run our mouth. Oh, I'm going to do this. Once I get the opportunity, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And when you get the opportunity, you're like, man, I don't know, man, you know. I don't know if I should do this, man. You don't spoke on it candidly. You don't told everybody this is what you was doing, and now you ready to back out, and you ain't even get started yet because your hunger somewhere between you wanting to do it and actually getting ready to do it, your hunger changed. And see, the reason why I'm speaking about this, folks, is because I myself, you know, getting ready to, you know, I enrolled back in school, getting ready to start, and I got the little, you know, I got the butterflies in my stomach. And I was just like, man, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm worthy. All kinds of stuff was going through my head, man. All kinds of stuff was just bouncing off my brain and my stomach. I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. But one thing I did say to myself, I wrote it down. I'm doing I'm writing a book, and it's going to be 100 key lines of motivation. You know, that's just the format on which I'm trying to go. I'm probably going to rename it, you know, restructure it and everything, but that's just where I'm at. And one of my number 20, I believe it's number 21, it's pretty much that remember why you're doing what you're doing when times get hard. So when you're like, you're second guessing yourself and you're like, man, I don't know, man, this not me, you know, and you kind of like want to jump back a little bit, remember why you're doing what you're doing. Remember why you cried those tears, or you just them sleepless nights, and you know, just other things you've been going through. Remember those days. Remember the anxiety and the stress to where you are now. And I'm telling you folks this because, you know, I've you know, through the grace of God, I've gotten a nice job. I'm in a position to where I can do different things now. I can kind of move around and still have like some headspace. And I've been wanting to go back to school for probably a couple years now. I've been saying I was going to do it. I almost went through with it, but I didn't have the money at the time to do it. You know, then when I saw this and I, you know, heard about the tuition assistance program, I'm like, man, look. It's like, I'm scared, but this is the time right now. This is the time right now. Like, I know it is. I felt it. And at the same time, I was still kind of jittery. I mean, we're human beings. But I locked in. I got focused, and I was just like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want this job, and I want to make this job work. And then on the top of that, I want to go back to school, get a degree. But as the week's been progressing, it was like, man, I don't know, man, you know. And that school hasn't even started yet. But just, I'm like, yo, am I, you know, what's going on, man? Like, I don't know, man. But I have good people around me. I have a good support system. I have good people that want to see me actually win. And it just helped me kind of get over it. Like, man, you know what? The reason why you feel like that is because you want it so bad. You know, I've been, you know, doing a little bit of reading on how to do, you know, write papers and stuff like that. Just asking people and picking their brain to see what kind of information I can get from other folks so that I can utilize that information for myself. I mean, I'm going to tap into all my resources and I'm going to tap into everything I got to make this work because I'm not going down without a fight. And folks, I'm telling you this story today because a lot of us get out here, we talk the talk, we post it on social media, we got 15 lines of, I've been through this, I've been through that, and then when it finally gets to where you have to you got to do what you got to do. Some of us fall apart. You know, some of us like, nah, you know, I'm not built for this. You know, nah, folks. Whatever it is that you have set out to do, whatever it is that you feel as though you need to accomplish, anything that you want to accomplish, I want you to first start off by doing this. I want you to get up off your behind. I want you to get up, whatever you're doing. If you don't have a job, if you do have a job, I want you to take at least a just 15 minutes. Whoever you pray to, if you don't even believe, if you stand there and confirm it within yourself and tell yourself, you know, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be hard. It's going to be sleepless nights. It's going to be sometimes you may dip a little bit, you know, but without failure, you wouldn't understand success. Without failure, you wouldn't respect success. Without those little failures, you would not be able to learn the lessons, you know, embedded in those failures to reach success. So whenever we sit in here and we thinking like, you know what, you know, my friends said, I don't, you know, this is stupid. Don't do it. You know, whatever. No, if you feel it in your heart, if you feel that it is for you, you done researched it, you done did everything. And it's just like, you know what, it's pointing. And you went, you sat down and you said, God, please show me the way. Show me what it is that I need to do and what you want me to do. Like I said, even if you don't believe, just tell yourself, this is what I have to do. You know, you can't just, I don't want none of my peoples out here to be just sitting and waiting. Why wait? Why sit there and wait for something to happen when you can go out there and get it? When you can go out there, if it's the app you want to create, go create the app. If it's the podcast, go start on your podcast. If it's, you know, wanting to be a volunteer at homeless shelters or soup kitchens on holidays, even if you don't believe in holidays, it's about the people. It's about the people, not about what's drawn around. See, I don't celebrate no holidays, but I love the fact of family. I love the fact of togetherness. Excuse me. And that warms my heart. You know, so if it's something that, you know, I can help my peoples with and I can let them know, hey, look, this is what you need to do. Well, they're like, well, how did you do it? I may not have the same, you know, key as you did. Well, let's take a step back. I didn't have the same key you did neither. The same situation. I just had somewhat of a good support system, and I had my motivation, which is my mom and my kids, and wanting to do better. You put God first in front of all things, and you just keep going, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. It's a natural. It's a part of life. It's just about when you do make those mistakes, folks, what are you learning from these mistakes? You know? And I have a dream board. And the first thing I started off with, you know, I had to say, self, you know, let's kind of readjust it. You know, you done been through far more worse than just enrolling in school. You know, not to make it sound less of, but you've been through worse. So I said, the first thing on my dream board is all things are possible through Allah. The second thing is stay focused. And the third thing is I'm going to put probably about a few more, and these are the things I look at when I leave out. Remember why you started. Right where you at right now, and if you're going through a little, you know, decision point, you're just not sure. Remember why you started. Remember why you started what you did, whatever it was, be it school, be it a job, be it anything. Remember why you started it, you know, and what we got to do is, and what I'm learning is this, is we have to focus. You lock in on that one thing. And like I said, you're not going to have, it's not going to be perfect all the time, man. It's not going to be perfect all the time. You lock in, you focus, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, the very, very best of my ability. That's what I'm going to do. And then you go ahead for it. Boom. And once you get in there, you might, you might feel, oh, man, you know, I don't know, but I'm doing it. And then you start, okay, it starts to get a little easier. You know, it may not be the easiest thing, but it might get a little bit easier for you. And now you're adjusting. Now you're meeting different people. Whatever you're doing, you're meeting different people, and you're starting to share things, and you're starting to learn different things. And yeah, your eyes are starting to. You're like, okay, this is why I did this. All right, let's go. Now you focus, and then after you focus, you locked in. Now you're like, man, look, I'm not going to unlock until I graduate. And that's just me telling y'all that, folks. I'm not unlocking until I graduate. And then even then, I'm still going to keep going as much as I can, as much as opportunity as I can. I'm going to lock in, and I'm going to keep doing what it is that I got to do. Because, see, everybody has a story. Everybody has a surrounding situation that got them to where they currently are. And I know my story. I know my situation. I don't tell it, but it's being told through my podcast. Every time I drop a podcast, it's either something I've been through, something I'm going through, or something that I may face in the future. It's never something that I read about or, you know, it's somebody else's life that I'm trying to steal. No, this is all about me and showing you can be motivated through these, you know, these things. You gotta just keep pushing yourself. Keep pushing yourself. And even when it's like, man, and it's okay to take a rest. It's okay to take a rest. Get your body back, you know, get your mind right. Get your mental, you know, your mental 100 and solid, you know, get down, read a book a little bit and just kind of like, you know, unplug away from the matrix and then go back in hard, man. So hard that it's like they trying to pull you out. You like, nah, man, I'm not going back there with y'all, man. Y'all can have that. You feel me? Y'all can keep that because I want something different. I want something different than what y'all are giving. You know, if you're giving me false dreams and this, that, and the third, I don't want that. I want something different. And I know what I'm capable of. And that's what I tell my people. I know what you're capable of. I know what it feels like to feel a little bit less of yourself. But I know what it feels also to feel that way and then build on top of that and keep building. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we have to do. You know, my podcasts are not just a way of bragging about this or wanting a pity party. My podcast is pretty much to let the folks know that, hey, we could have been in the same shoes. You're no better than me. I'm no better than you. You know, we're just trying to find our way, you know, and that's it, man. That's it. So folks, if y'all sitting out there listening and y'all kind of worry about a new journey or a new lane, if you feel confident, first you feel confident. Oh, okay, I feel real confident about this. I really want it. I'm a little scared. It's okay to admit it. It's okay. It's okay to give yourself a little pep talk and say, all right, you know, I don't know, but I'm still going. I'm still going to go because nothing right now can stop me but me. That's the only thing right now that can stop me other than God calling me, which I hope is no time soon. I'm going to keep going. But the only thing that can stop me outside of that realm is me. And folks, please, please, always, always make God the first priority, but make yourself the top priority. You understand what I'm saying? Make yourself the top priority. Remove anything negative around you. If anybody even speaks negative, you know what? You don't never conversate with them no more about anything that you're doing, because you always want to keep a positive vibe in your situation. Now, I'm not saying life is perfect, and I'm not saying you're not just going to encounter people that are negative that may be. I mean, when you're bringing in positivity, you will attract positivity, but you also will attract negative because people want to see what you're doing and how are you being so successful at this. So, folks, man, keep your circle, you know, keep your head on swivel and just keep looking and making sure that you're guarding yourself. You're guarding you, because if you let somebody infiltrate that, I mean, and they can damage, they can do a lot of damage. I've seen it done. I mean, like up until this very current day, I've seen it done. And folks, man, it's so much life out here to live. It's so much beautiful, beautiful life out here to live. You know, I want to do so much more, and I know I can, and I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to just keep pushing forward until I grow old. And then, you know, I'm teaching my kids at the same time. This is what you can do. It's not what I can't do. This is what you can't do. You know, you make opportunity. I want to make opportunities for myself so that I can give opportunities to my kids, so that they can give opportunities to their kids, and so on and so forth. You know, it's a thing called life out here, people, that people are forgetting to live. And, you know, sometimes you gotta live it. And it's not to hurt nobody. It's not to, you'd be like, you know, I don't want to deal with this person. Man, you got a life to live. Some people out here don't want to live their life. Some people are just fine with what they got. And that's cool. If they work for it, they work hard. I'm not knocking nobody's hustle or anything. But if you have it in you, the will to win, then you keep going. You got that will in you, and you're just like, man, I'm going. I'm going to keep going. You know, once I graduate, and I claim that already, once I do graduate, I'm going to keep going as much as I can. It's not going to stop there. The buck don't stop there. It keeps going, you know? And it's pretty much, you know, like I said, it's pretty much just focus and locking in. Once you lock in, that's it. Once you got, it's like a lion looking at a deer. Excuse me. It's like a lion looking at a deer. They prance around. They locked in. Once they locked in, they're ready. They know what they got to do. They counterattacks. Once the deer starts to run, they know how to kind of like balance themselves. And boom, off to the races. And 9 times out of 10, the way they locked in and their aggression and just knowing that they got to eat because their stomach is growling, they're going to catch it. They're going to catch that deer or that gazelle. They're going to catch it with no problem. So when you lock in, you got to be that lion. You got to be, I mean, you got to pretty much be looking at your, you got to be pretty much looking at your, whatever your dream is, that's your food. Because honestly, whatever your dream is what's going to feed you. It's what's going to propel you forward to be able to take care of a family, you know, or to be able to travel or whatever it is you're doing, you know, breeding entrepreneurship, whatever it is that you're doing. Keep focusing. And once you locked in, man, you got to pounce on that. You got to chase it. And it's going to run. It's going to run away from you. It's going to duck and dodge you. It's going to do everything, because that's just life. You know, nobody said this thing, life, was going to be easy at all. You know, we didn't get a book that said, hey, look, while in the midst of living, you know, this. Nah, nobody never said that to us. But you know what? It's okay. It didn't have to be said, because as you go, you learn, and then you're able to teach. Then you're able to, you know, example, like, okay, man, I could have did this better. So when my son is going through this, I could tell him, boom. And even if he doesn't listen, or my daughter, even if they don't listen at the time, it's embedded embedded in their brain. And that's why I'm always listening. I'm trying every day to better myself, because, you know, nobody's perfect. Nobody can sit here and say that they're perfect. If they could, then they wouldn't be having stress stresses in their lives. But we as people, we gotta start getting more strong within ourselves and holding ourselves as, you know, the top notch. Yo, like my job says, your brand is your brand. You build it, you make it strong, you know what you gotta do, you know, make it so that nobody can damage your brand. You protect it. You protect your brand. And I'm learning all of that at this job. I'm learning a lot of what I want to do as far as being a motivational speaker and being an author or a podcaster. You know, just those three things. I'm learning a lot. You know, and even the classes that I'm taking are pertaining to business. You know, managing my business, doing this, and continuing forward. You know? You just gotta, we gotta make conscious decisions. You gotta make the best decisions for yourself. Don't make the best decisions for everybody else around you. And then when it's time to make a decision for yourself, you just looking like Boo Boo the Fool. Oh man, make the best decision for yourself. Ask, you know, ask, don't be afraid. God, look, I need you to keep the positive around me and remove the negative, please. Please, because, you know, I feel like I'm going to get caught up and I'm going to lose my way. And you'll start seeing who's for you and who's not. You'll know. You'll definitely know when you speak. When you speak around, and even those people that are, like, on your side, you still got to watch them, too. You know? So just remember, folks. Remember, the key thing of winning this dream and making everything the top priority, making you the top priority, is being focused and locking in on your main target. Being focused, and when you're focused, you're locking in on your main target, your dream, whatever substantiates or holds you or keeps you going, whatever, you know, you want to do. Because I would want to breed more entrepreneurship than us working these jobs and you're not happy. Then you want to be an entrepreneur. So you have the attitude, then go for it. Find your angle. Find what you want to do, you know, and get with like-minded people that are doing those same things and pushing forward. And then you say, hey, look, man, I want to do this and I'm not sure, but I'm locked in. I'm focused. I got a platform already, but I just need it. And then they're going to tell you, well, look, this is once they see you start doing things and you actually doing it and you just like not talking, you just kind of like working, then folks are going to be like, okay, all right, so he ain't playing or she ain't playing. They doing something. Okay. All right. So look, such and such, this is the next thing you do. And then we can do this together. And then you start working together. You start, you know, building rapports. And now you have a circle of people with like-minded people that are, you know, you're performing and you're getting things done. And next thing you know, you got a $1 million company. You know, you done got the marketing team right. You done got all of this. Now you went from local to global. I mean, the next thing you look around, you like, man. But one thing I want you to do, folks, is that when you do get to that $1 million, right? And when you do get successful, and then you feeling yourself and you know, it feels good. I want you to take a step back, right? I want you to take a step back. And I want you to say, thank you. Thank you to your last year self. Thank you to the God you serve. Never lose your way. Never get so successful that it makes you unsuccessful. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Never get too successful that it makes you unsuccessful. You know, never lose your way, because a lot of times when we are focused and we are locked in and we're going and we're going and we're going and we're going and we're going, you can be making relationships and you can also be breaking relationships. Be as transparent as possible and keep your eyes open, because some people want you to be up. Some people want you to be down. You know, that unfortunately is a part of life. And, you know, things do happen like that. But I can guarantee you this, if you keep with the same attitude, if you keep with, you know, wanting to be successful and just going and you just like, man, I got this, can't nothing. You know, God got me. I'm doing everything. You know, I got this. I'm strong and I'm not going to quit. Then guaranteed, you're going to make it there. But don't lose sight of who you truly are and what truly got you to where you are. Never lose sight. You know, as much as you focus and as much as you locked in, I always want to preach that, look, if you believe or you don't believe, whatever your case may be, I don't know, you know, to my listeners and my supporters, you know, just lock in, man, but don't lock in so far that you totally removed. You know, you don't want to be so far removed that it's just like, man, you lost, you know, you lost. But I feel even with, you know, speaking in comparison to myself, I feel that, you know, my first go around, you know, let me just jump and switch a little. My first go around when I, you know, moved down here and I was trying to put things together, you know, and things was, you know, things was looking up, but I was arrogant. I was hard headed. I thought I knew it all. I was not good with my money. I wasn't good with my attitude. I wasn't good with the person that I thought I was, you know, and I was a horrible individual. And it took me losing everything that I thought I, that I thought that I got, that I thought I did all the work for, that I thought I deserved, you know, and that made me humble. Living, you know, between a shelter and an extended stay hotel, knowing that any given time that if I couldn't pay, I would be homeless. You know, actually being homeless wasn't that long, but just knowing that I had one foot in and one foot out because of my arrogance and my stupidity and thinking that you can self-medicate the situation, not by speaking to God and letting God know I made a mistake. God, I need your help. I was so full of myself, even in my bad time, that I was just still going. I thought I still knew it, but I didn't. I didn't know a damn thing. I didn't know shit. Excuse my language. I did not know anything, you know, and I wasn't focused, nor was I locked in, you know. And I was damaging myself. I was damaging myself, you know, creating the problems that I now have today, you know, and just worrying, anxiety, all of that stuff, just hurting myself and not even knowing that all you got to do is sometimes when you in that kind of situation, all you got to do is stop. Stop and say, self, man, let's breathe. You breathe, right? And then you say, self, we messed up. We failed. Admit it. Admit, be, you know, accept the humility. You know, accept it. Bring it in. And just, you know, take it. Like, all right, man, you know, I got to do this. And start over. Start over. It's okay to start over. Sometimes people think they're losing something by starting over when you're really gaining. Because now you're more focused. And now you're going to be more locked in because you know where you were before, as opposed to where you don't want to be in the future. That's all I'm saying. When I say focus and lock in, I really mean focus and lock in. But don't focus and lock in to the point where you become a totally different person, a prick or an imbecile or, you know, I mean anything, an airhead, a fool. No, just kind of chill. Keep your mind open. Calm yourself, listen to the positivity, and reject the negativity. But learn from it, though. Don't just totally reject the negativity. You must learn from it so that you can apply it. You understand what I'm saying? But, folks, you know, like I said, I want y'all to take away from this podcast today that if you focus and you lock in, that you can go ahead and you can apply it to whatever it is that you're doing, and you can win at whatever it is you want to win. You know, I don't want to see nobody I know out here falling apart because you're scared or you don't know. That's why you got good friends for. That's what you got, you know, good friendships and positive vibes for. Use them positive vibes, man. Stop saying positive vibes on Instagram and you're not actually utilizing your positive vibe people or you're not praying. You're not taking some time out to offer. You know, you're not taking some time out to go to the church or whatever it is that you do that makes you feel good. You don't got to make the pastor happy. You don't got to make the imam happy. Make the God you serve knowingly in your heart happy and make yourself happy. That's what you do. Folks, all I'm saying is this, and I'm going to end it with this note. Lock in. No, I'm sorry. Focus. After you finish focus, lock in and destroy the target. Keep going. I want to thank everybody that, take the time out to listen. Just give me a couple minutes out your day. I know y'all have better things to do. And I definitely do understand that, life comes. Life comes. But I thank everybody that has taken the time out to even look my way. I'm forever grateful. Forever grateful. I mean, to the point it brought me to tears. I'm forever going to be grateful, no matter what, if it's one person or if it's 100 or if it's ever to be a million. I'm thankful for 1, 2, 3, however, it don't really matter. I'm thankful for it all. So, folks, again, be on the lookout. Videos are going to start being posted on YouTube, William Rutledge Podcast. We're still on Apple. We're still on SoundCloud. We're still on Google Play. Podomatic. We're still out there. There's going to be some new things coming. Trust on me. Trust and believe when I tell you that if you want it as bad as you want to breathe, like the brother E.T. said, you'll get it. But all, you'll get it. Again, folks, thank you. Thank you very much. The William Rutledge Podcast. I'm signing out. Y'all have a good one.